We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, let's go out to the fan hotline, the Hall and Capitas fan hotline, to bring in an old pal, a friend of our show, a friend of this station. Way back when, John Burton was on the Fan Morning Show. Hard to believe that was February of 2010. He since has gone on to bigger and better things in Nashville. Let me just probably put it in a way that you all understand. John is the Bob Pompeiani of Nashville now. Working for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. And John, you've been compared favorably to Bob Pompeiani. I don't know that anybody will give you a better compliment today.
I certainly take that as a compliment, Cookie. First of all, hello to you and happy Friday, and hello to everybody at 93.7 The Fan. But a few people I respect more from my days working in Pittsburgh sports media than the Pompeiator. So I'll definitely take that as a compliment. How you doing, Cookie?
We're doing okay, getting ready for this big game. What's the mood in Nashville about this? You know, just a couple weeks ago, I don't even think they knew they were going to be having a season with the whole COVID outbreak, and now all of a sudden they're 5-0 taking on the 5-0 Steelers. What's the mood in Nashville, John?
Well, the fans down here are very excited because one of the things that the fans have talked about, you know, the Titans fans here in Nashville, is that, you know, we don't get enough national respect. And they feel like if they can pull this caper off on Sunday and beat the mighty 5-0 Pittsburgh Steelers with their two-time Super Bowl winning, future Hall of Fame quarterback and their outstanding defense, they finally feel like their team will finally get the national respect that they feel they deserve. So they're very excited about the matchup. They're feeling good about, you know, the Titans 5-0 start, but they also know what kind of challenge the Steelers are going to bring on Sunday.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, they went to the AFC title game last year. I can guarantee you the Steelers are giving them a lot of respect. That's for sure. You know, everybody here is worried about Derrick Henry, and I know the Titans are more than him on offense. Tannehill's been great. But talk about what it's been like to watch Henry every game. And Mike Tomlin has never gushed about an opposing player the way he did this week about Derrick Henry.
Well, Cookie, I can tell you this. You know, it's one thing to see the guy on film or on a highlight, but to see him in person, like that 94-yard touchdown run he had. You know, I was in the building when he had that 99-yard touchdown run to tie the record against the Jaguars, and I was in the building last week when he had that 94-yard touchdown run against the Houston Texans. And, you know, I grew up watching ball in the 80s, and, you know, I was a running back in high school, and I always admired guys like Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson, right? Big 230-pound-plus guys with world-class breakaway speed, and Derrick Henry's in that class because, you know, on that run, I mean, it appeared that guys had the angle on him, like little defensive backs, and with every step, he was getting further and further and further away from him. I mean, his fifth gear, his breakaway gear, is amazing for a guy as big and as powerful as he is. And, you know, he's developed a lot as a runner. You know, in the first couple of years in the league, he tried to bounce everything outside and use his speed. And actually, you know, we weren't sure what kind of a running back he was going to be. But lo and behold, he had a heart-to-heart talk with former Titan great Eddie George. And you guys in Pittsburgh know what a great physical runner he was for a big man. And he had speed as well. And he basically told him, you need to start running behind your pads. You need to start running like a big man. And that's what he's done. And over the last, you know, couple of years, won the rushing title last year, of course, and has really played well. And you're right. This offense is centered around Derrick Henry in the running game. Obviously, Ryan Tannehill has done a great job in the play-action passing game. But, you know, all you need to know, Cookie, is that the Tennessee Titans are 16-0 when Derrick Henry goes over 100 yards rushing. So that will be the recipe this week and for the rest of the season for sure.
I wasn't aware of that, so you got to keep them under 100. You know, the Steelers' defense has been outstanding against the rush. I think it's been the best in the league. Now, Miles Sanders of Philadelphia had a 74-yard run against them. Other than that, they've just shut down everybody. Devin Bush not going to play this week. Ryan Tannehill, I'm sure, is going to sniff that out real quickly. And does he have any kind of a passing game going with his tight ends and running backs?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the biggest thing is, you know, you talk about Devin Bush not being available for the Steelers. You know, the Titans are dealing with a major injury as well in Taylor Lewan, you know, the Pro Bowl left tackle. You know, he's out for the season with an ACL as well as Devin Bush. And so he's a guy that not only powers their running game, but obviously he's in charge of protecting Ryan Tannehill's blind side. And, you know, he's going to be replaced by a veteran in Ty Sambrello, who's a good football player, but he's not Taylor Lewan. And when you look at the Steelers defense, and you're right, they've been outstanding against the run. We saw what they did against Saquon Barkley in the season opener on that Monday night and how they've really shut down running lanes. You know, I don't have to tell you or the folks in Pittsburgh, that is a mean, nasty defense. I've been saying it all week. Those are 11 Terminators out there. They don't care about your feelings. They can't be bargained with. They can't be reasoned with, and you're not going to stop until you're dead from a football standpoint. So Taylor Lewan is a guy just as mean, just as nasty. You know, he's gotten a reputation over the years as being a quote-unquote fake tough guy, but, you know, whether he is or not is irrelevant. He's a guy that likes these bare-knuckle fist fights that you get from defenses like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Without him in the lineup, that could affect the running game and the passing game as well, protecting Ryan Tannehill. But, you know, Tannehill's dealing with some injuries to his skill players. A.J. Brown, their outstanding wide receiver, did not practice yesterday. We'll see what happens today. You know, their tight end, Jonnu Smith, left last week's game with an ankle injury. He was limited on Wednesday, did practice in full yesterday. I would say at this point he is expected to play. But, you know, Titans have some guys banged up at some key areas on their offense. Maybe not a good recipe when you're playing such an outstanding Steeler defense.
John Burton, formerly of the Fan Morning Show, now working in Nashville with us here on the Cook and Joe Show. And, John, I had Blaine Bishop on yesterday, you know, former Pro Bowl safety with the Titans, now part of their radio network. I said, where are the Titans susceptible on defense? And he goes, everywhere. They're not very good on defense. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, Blaine's right. The hitman is right, no doubt about it, because – listen, they thought they were going to get a much better pass rush than what they've gotten so far. They signed Jadeveon Clowney right before the season opener. He's batted down a couple of passes, but he has yet to have a sack. They signed Vic Beasley to a one-year deal from the Atlanta Falcons. He hasn't really done much. You know, they only have, I think, like six sacks on the season. You know, one of their rotational pass rushers, Kamale Correa, you know, he asked out by a trade because he wasn't getting enough playing time. And, you know, they've struggled on third downs getting off the field. They're giving up about 5 yards a rush, although the past couple of weeks they've done a better job of defending the run game. But, you know, their outside pass rush has not been there. And, you know, everybody looks at that blowout win that they had against the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, that's true. But the Bills were still 13 for 17 on third downs in that game. And the Houston Texans were 50% on third down just last week. So those have been major issues. And, you know, this defense should be a lot better than it is. And, you know, Dean Pease, who Steeler fans I'm sure are very familiar with from his days with the Baltimore Ravens, he was their defensive coordinator the previous 2 years, had him in the top 10 in year one, top five year two. Well, he retired, and Mike Vrabel, the head coach, decided, I'm not going to hire a defensive coordinator. It's going to be a combination of Vrabel and their outside linebackers coach, Shane Bowen, basically drawing up the defensive game plan and calling the plays on game day. And, you know, my flags kind of went up when I heard that being announced, and it might have an effect on what's going on with this defense right now, because you don't have that one guy that you trust to, you know, study the film, draw up the defensive game plan, and call the plays on game day. And, you know, as of now, they've struggled a little bit. Everybody's expecting Clowney to get going, but we haven't seen it yet from a pass rush perspective. But they do have an outstanding defensive lineman and Jeffrey Simmons, the guy they drafted, their first draft pick from last year, he stepped in. They traded away Jarrell Casey to Denver. And this guy's a rising star, and he did a good job in the run game last week. But overall, yeah, this defense has struggled. Blaine Bishop is 100% right.
John, real quickly, you know, tell me how Mike Vrabel kept things together down there. I mean, obviously, I think they only had two or three practices before they beat the Bills and then mm-hmm. win last week against the Texans after the whole COVID nightmare down there. I'll bet there were times they didn't know that they were going to have a season the way things were going.
Yeah, you know what? Having covered both, I liken Mike Vrabel a lot to Mike Tomlin. Very, you know, Vrabel talks about effort and finish. Tomlin talks about the standard is the standard, and both guys are very structured, very organized, very no excuses. You show up and you play as hard as you can until I tell you not to play anymore. And there's just a belief on this team. They stay together. They have a strong belief. They're confident in one another. And I think that run to the AFC Championship game last year has fueled that. And, you know, that's just the structure that he's brought to this team. And trust me, that wasn't here a few years ago. Mike Mularkey had some success, but Vrabel has really brought a brand, a structure, much like Tomlin has all those years with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
John, before I let you go, who do you like? Do you think the Titans are going to get it done this week?
I actually like the Steelers, to be honest with you, based on what I talked about a little bit earlier, the struggles, the Titans' struggles on defense, not having Lawan on that offensive line, some of their key players banged up, and, you know, we don't know about A.J. Brown right now. I give a slight edge to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Going to be a great game, bare-knuckle fist fight for four quarters, but I got the Steelers winning by a field goal as of right now.
John Burton, man, I appreciate it. It's always good to catch up, my friend. Stay well and enjoy that game on Sunday. We'll talk again real soon.
Cookie, you're the best. Please say hi to everybody there at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Always great to be on the airwaves in Pittsburgh.
All righty, John Burton. Hard to believe, 10, almost 11 years ago, part of the Fan morning team. I still remember that February morning we all got started. February 2010, and John was part of the morning show, now gone on to great things in Nashville. All right, we got 1 hour yet to go. We're going to get back into some more Steeler talk after I open the 1 o'clock hour by visiting with my friend John McGonigal, covers Pitt. We're going to talk Pitt Notre Dame a little bit. Starkey and I will have our predictions at the end of the next hour. I've said all along, I like the Steelers in this one. I've said all along, I kind of like Pitt in this one, certainly with the 10 points. We'll talk to McGonigal about that game next, right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.